It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. I've been thinking this week, why is it only bad news makes the headlines? While I certainly believe, like my friend West Moss, this I believe essayist, that we must bear witness to suffering, to not bear witness to the suffering of our brothers and sisters, we disconnect from the human family. But why does the media so rarely report good news? What is it in us that wants that? Because we can't just blame the media. That's too simple. Aside from public media, it's about making money, right? And they have obviously seen what sells, and that's what they give us. So, you know, we're all a part of that equation. Well, let's break with that equation for a minute. Guess where I was last Saturday night? At a Christmas party at the Pakistani embassy. How about that? It's the first time the embassy has thrown a party for their Christian friends at the embassy, and it was a lovely party, complete with Christmas carols sung in Urdu. Santa Claus was there with gifts for all the children, no matter what their faith, and the embassy presented a recently published French language book on the Christian churches in Pakistan. Of course, there was food, and oh, listeners, do you know Pakistan's cuisine? Yummy, as my daughter would say. It was delicious. I made friends with a group of women who were so kind to me, translating everything said in Urdu for me, taking me through the buffet line and explaining all the dishes. It was a really lovely evening, and it felt so good to be there. We were all feeling the same thing, the desire to live together and be happy. The ambassador, His Excellency Galid Iqbal, said the Christmas party was not a mere diplomatic move. He noted that Pakistanis come from many religions and said he wanted to celebrate with all Pakistan citizens, whether they are Christian, Hindu, Sikh, Jewish, or Muslim. This is the way, he said, for us to all live in peace with each other. His Excellency Galid Iqbal is a real Sound Kitchen brother, isn't he? Just like all of us, and remember, when His Excellency speaks, he speaks for his country, for Pakistan. His Excellency wants to live in happiness, to live together as one human family. We all felt so very good. So, how about that? Some good news. But here's the bad news. The pictures I took are not very wonderful. I hope all my new girlfriends will forgive me, for they're so much more beautiful than they appear in my photos. Well, I put them on the Sound Kitchen and RFI English Facebook pages anyway. Remember, your Susan deals with sound, not visuals. But maybe you'll get the idea of the happy ambience at the very first Christmas party given at Pakistan's embassy in France.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 21st of November, I asked you about the word utopia. I asked you to tell me what it means and who invented the word, or more exactly, put two existing words together to create it. You were also to tell me when it was first used. Utopia means no place. Sir Thomas More, the 16th century English statesman, is the person who coined the phrase by putting together the Greek words for no and place. Utopia was the title of his 1516 book about a fictional island society in the Atlantic Ocean, an ideal society. Ah, yes, an ideal society, a utopia, a no place. Not yet, but hey, maybe we'll evolve as humans and we will create ideal societies. We'll have yes places instead of no places. You never know. As the saying goes, as long as there's life, there's hope. The winners of this week's quiz are Joseph Akau from beautiful Kampala, Uganda, the pearl of East Africa. There are two new RFI Club members on the winners list this week. Mrs. Pavai Babu from Coimbatore, that's in Tamil Nadu State in India, and Shamim Ahmed Sonju from Rangpur, Bangladesh. Rounding out the list are two long-dated RFI Club members, Sambujang Touré from Serekunda, the Gambia, and my favorite candle in the window man, Hans Werner Lolica from Hedehusen, Denmark. Hans sent a note in with his quiz entry. He wrote, "My personal comment. In Moore's Utopia, life is happy, but strictly regulated. Slaves do the hard work, and sick and old people are eliminated. Man always gets into trouble creating the perfect world, heaven on earth. Which does not mean that we should not work for a better world. We should every day. But the perfect world, we leave to God." Hans Werner Lolica, listeners, is a retired Lutheran pastor, by the way. I really enjoy my correspondence with him. He's a kind and gentle man. Hi, Hans. I hope you and your family had a lovely Christmas. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz question is about today. Today, the 26th of December, is known as Boxing Day amongst the British Commonwealth nations. Why? What is Boxing Day, and what are you supposed to do on the 26th of December on Boxing Day? You have until the 1st of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 6th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Please hold for a very important message.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone.
Please leave a message.
Just dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Thank you.
A couple of birthdays to note. Both Muhammad Likon from the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilfamari, Bangladesh, and RFI club member Mohammed Aksan, also from Bangladesh but from Dhaka, they both celebrated their birthdays this week. Happy birthday! Mohammed Aksan asked me to play Jingle Bells for him, and I found a version I bet you've never heard before. It's by a young American woman named Elizabeth Chan, and I think it's wonderful. I hope you do too. That wraps up this week's Sound Kitchen. Many thanks to my colleague Nicolas Dojo for helping me put the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep your cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Rendezvous next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. Oh, and don't forget to call the RFI English Recorder and leave us a message so we can put you on the air. The number is plus 331-8422-9600. That's plus 331-8422-9600. And don't forget to think about your New Year's resolutions. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.
Santa, just think, while you've been getting down and out of all the homes and all the dirty, dirty chimneys of the world, you could have been getting by with one-day ship.
For my mom, my dad, my friends, or even for my dog, yo, I'm just gonna ship. For the fella over there with the jolly white hair, won't you come over here so we can ship, ship, ship.
Jingle bells!
Over 30